This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I just put on another drop of bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com. The website's up, USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, and converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Ethan Indigo Smith is with us. Welcome, Ethan.
Peace on earth, for real, though.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I really am. I'll tell you why. One of the things I was thinking about is, you know, Christmas is coming up in a couple months, and I would... Before the broadcast, I was thinking, you know, during wartime, it's so nice that the two enemies can have a ceasefire, you know, for Christmas. And it's really nice that they stop maiming and wounding and trying to eviscerate the other side, you know, for a day, like a whole day. And they look across the, like in World War One.
I was going to
they look
that's
across,
exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, they look across no man's land. And my grandfather was there, okay? My grandfather was in the trenches. And he was gassed. And you know, he was gassed, and he didn't die because the wind shifted.
Wow.
And blew back and gassed the enemy. But the point is, it's okay to kill and wound and maim the others at the orders of a few old men who are greedy and are willing to have the sons and daughters of we the people executed on the battlefield. It's okay to do that, but not at Christmas. I mean, that, jeez, you can't do it on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas and I have, in the real world is when the enemies come together and have tea, which there's, yeah, literally stories and beyond World War One. But World War One was the most stark because they were surely the most brutal, except on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. So, yeah, very, very interesting. You know, I was going to mention, because it's Halloween, too, just to get into the dissection of how celebrations influence our perception, right? Today is Halloween. I like to, and yesterday is what, well, everyone has different names for it, but where I grew up, it was called Cabbage Night, and it was the night before Halloween, and that's where, when the costumes came on. For the politicians, I feel like the masks go on Cabbage Night, and they don't come off until November 5th, right? They really start putting on their front. And Halloween is a time of pretend, and we get into this weird period where all of a sudden it's daylight, it's Halloween, it's daylight savings, and then election. I mean, talk about throwing off our circadian rhythm, and then saying, "What do you think? Vote on the next couple of years." It's just the politicians always have the masks on. But it's a very funny period right now.
Well, you know, I've been saying for quite a long time, representatives who work are those who work for us, and politicians work for themselves. You know, and they really do.
That's a great thing.
And I also say never reelect anyone, because you might make a mistake. And what people say is, you know, all those other guys are really, really rotten to the core. They lie, they cheat, they steal, but not my guy. My guy's good.
Right.
And I say, throw them all out, every single one, and that way we won't make a mistake. Anybody's better. Anybody's better than who we have. Really. These guys are defective. They are literally, in my opinion, physically and mentally defective. There's physical and mental things wrong with politicians. But, you know, we're talking about Christmas. And in our house, I try not to buy Christmas presents. And sometimes the family thinks that there's something wrong with Dad, because, you know, he really doesn't do something special to buy presents for the family on Christmas, including Mrs. Finelli. And the reason I don't is because, to me, Christmas, I mean, it is a celebration, okay? It's a religious celebration. A day was picked because we don't know the exact day, so we picked one. And it happens to be December 25th. But I don't think it's incumbent upon anybody to go out and buy presents for others because of a made-up day.
Yeah, and
boy, I hope I didn't lose my one listener.
Oh, sorry, what?
I hope I didn't lose my one listener.
Well, during this time period, we actually traditionally and indigenous sense, and being in touch with the earth and the cycles, is a very inward kind of time period, right? It's the shortest day, the shortest time period of the year as far as the day goes, and it's dark. So it's a very meditative time. Or would be. What happens is we actually start asking everyone, what do you want? What do you want? What are you getting for Christmas? And that brings us outside of ourselves. And so it's a very, as far as how the season is designed to bring us away from ourselves, right? The actual origination of Christmas being celebrated on that time period was because of Saturnalia, and the original Christians were very much like you. They were not into Christmas, right? They saw the celebration of the birth of the King of Kings as kind of comparing him to the a king of earth, a king of a territory. But he was much more than that. He was beyond that. And so they saw, or the original Christians saw, the implementation of the celebration of the birth of Christ as a dilution. And actually, now when we see Christians of today, a lot of them see the Santa Claus story as a dilution, an attachment to the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was the ultimate rebel and actually asked at the Last Supper that we remember him in his death, not in his miraculous birth, because what he was going to do in his death was going to be much more righteous and much more memorable, and that was going into the institutions and saying, you all are oligarchies holding down individuals. Right, but now Christmas has become a much more secular celebration, where it's really a kind of a capitalist dream. I mean, who wouldn't want to celebrate Christmas if they have any business whatsoever?
Well, they're celebrating it right now in some of the large stores. That the displays are already going up for Christmas. You know, it used to be an unwritten rule that Christmas decorations did not go up in stores, and the promotion of Christmas as a marketing event wouldn't happen till after after November. But now it's happening before.
Right, now we have Black Friday and what, you know, popping off Wild Wednesday or something, who knows. Yeah. But the I was looking into Christmas and specifically, more specifically, the Santa Claus story. Yeah. Originally as a characterization of someone who has a valid reasoning for his disdain, but everyone disdains him for his disdain, right? A kind of Scrooge understanding. But in investigating Christmas and the Santa Claus story, I realized that it's a rabbit hole of quite some depth. So when we're most impressionable, the most celebrated notion is Christmas and Santa Claus. You know, psychologists say that up until around 5 years old, we're most impressionable. And say about, give you know, a benefit of the doubt, from 2 to 3, we actually are capable of comprehending, you know, enough to really have build up an emotional attachment to Santa Claus story. So much so that even in January, we may start looking to next year. And you may, you know, our parents will say, no, no, calm down. Don't, you know, ride it out that much, right? So we have this Santa Claus emotional attachment built up. And then when we're revealed the lie of it all, we're asked to lie to little Johnny, right? And so this Western culture initiation immerses us into a culture of lies, into accepting that everyone will lie to you and is born, you're born into a whole systemization of lies, and that you're then asked to lie to your little cousin about it.
Right, right. And what about those family friends who will come up to us? There's no question about it. So how's your Christmas shopping going? Did you get all your Christmas shopping done? And then it's, well, you know, we only have to buy presents for three more. We only have to buy, presents for three more.
Right.
What I'm saying is we actually feel that it's a duty to buy presents for people who we don't see very often. And the way I handle Christmas, I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. Ethan Indigo Smith, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about Christmas and what it means to us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ethan Indigo Smith's with us. Hey, Ethan, I got a call last night from the boss. Ted Anderson called me, and we were on the phone for about, over an hour. And we were talking about all kinds of things. And one of the things that I asked him is, Ted, do you get any complaints about me at GCN? And he said, he said no. And so we're going to fix that right now, right? Because we're talking about Christmas, and you know, Christmas is celebrated as the birth day of Jesus, but we actually don't know. No one knows the exact date of the birth of Jesus. So December 25th was picked, and it is a religious holiday, and I treat it as such. So I don't want our class to think that I'm not spiritual. I am. I do believe in God, and I don't take it lightly. But I don't think it's a day that that is centered around exchanging presents. To me, it's a day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and it's the day when it's nice to have close friends and family get together, and it's really a nice day for all of that. It's not the day that we need to spend money we don't have on presents we don't need. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think that we have had the main traditional aspect of this seasonal time of year, that is coming together with family and friends in the darkest days of the year, with what do you want? And and instead of showing children, here's how you make someone happy. Give them this. Doesn't that feel good? Because it really, there's nothing better than making happy, honestly, right? There is not. That is why we celebrate gift giving. But it's distorted now with Santa Americana. That was when everyone thinks of Santa right now, we think of red and white with black boots. That is the Coca-Cola design. Before that, Santa Claus was depicted very much like the origin of Santa Claus, which is Saint Nicholas, who was a real Christian monk and is an actual saint. So Oscar Wilde said, if you want to tell people the truth, make them laugh. Otherwise, they'll kill you. and the Santa Claus story has the Grinch and the Scrooge attachment that makes people automatically go, hey, you're questioning tradition. That makes you so bad that you probably hate children, right? But no, actually, what I'm doing here with the Santa Claus syndrome, the holiday hazing of Santa Claus syndrome, is investigating something that we think is harmless, but is actually has a lot of power to influence. And if we start looking at the systems that influence us, whether it's holiday celebrations or some other means, media of some other sorts, we can start surpassing being steered by problem reaction solution dynamics, right? So looking at Santa Claus syndrome, I actually love Santa. and more so, I love Rudolph. But I investigate how it affects people. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've asked this a thousand times. How is it that people are so apathetic? Well, we learn addressing lies is painful. Right? Because when we learn the truth that Santa doesn't exist, the pain is not, oh my gosh, he's not real. The pain is, oh my gosh, everyone lied to me. The television, NORAD, the weatherman, all the companies and personalities, my mom and dad, my aunt and uncles, et cetera, right? That's the pain, that everyone lied to us. And so we are psychologically steered to not question the bigger lies as adults.
Right. And when you look at the horrors of war, and you look at stopping war for one day, and in World War I, you know, the enemies, the soldiers who were trying to kill each other just moments before would get together and celebrate Christmas. Think about that. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got a meetup on Monday. Dr. Norman Shealy, MD, PhD, Native American medicine man, surgeon of the year, will be with us at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield Road, Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Monday.
And we're going to be talking about Ebola. We're going to be talking about staying healthy and what you need to do to avoid getting any disease. Any disease. And he will be there to answer all your questions, all your medical questions. And for those who don't know, there is no preparation that I do to be on the air with Norm Shealy. I just fire the questions at him, and he just answers them all without any preparation. He's the guy. He's the guy who built the American Holistic Organization, Holistic Medicine. He is the man who, when we have a meetup, doctors from the Springfield area, the Ozark Mountains, will come to see him and seek his advice for their medical conditions. That's Dr. Norman Shealy. It's all free, Monday night at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. And if you go to the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, you can see a little bit more information about the meetups. Absolutely free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you may join us. We'll be dining while Dr. Norman Shealy is on stage. We take over the restaurant. The restaurant closes for business. It's open just for us. And you're welcome, of course, unless you're a politician or unless you have something nefarious in mind. Otherwise, you're certainly welcome. Now, if you're a government minion, you're going to be really uncomfortable because, well, it's your attitudes and ours, they clash. So, just a word to the wise. Other than that, you're certainly welcome. Ethan Indigo Smith, we're talking about Christmas, and it seems like you and I are on the same page when we're talking about Christmas. And I don't buy presents for Christmas per se. If someone needs something and I think I can help them and it's a different day other than December 25th, it could be summer, it could be any of the seasons, it could be any day, if I can help, I do. And I don't do it just because it's Christmas. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I like to say Christmas comes once a year. Santa Claus syndrome is all year long. And so that's kind of the reversal of what you're talking about. But yeah, why can't we be kind all year long instead of being nice once a year? And you know, for me, as a child, I wouldn't be able to differentiate this, but as an adult, there's a distinct difference between kindness and niceness. You know, nice is like, it's kind of like no ice. They're not being cold, at least.
Right, right.
And
right.
And kindness will make you laugh or well up with tears because it's so real, you know? And so it's a different approach, not only to celebrating the holiday, but celebrating life. And yeah, why can't we celebrate peace on earth for real? Why not? All it takes is a change of mind. And look, the history proves that directly in those stories of all these people that hated each other and were killing each other. Actually, they probably didn't hate each other. They were just following orders, right?
How many times
do we hear that? I'm just doing my job.
Right.
Just following orders.
They were. Well, and I have this discussion with people whom I encounter, and we talk about the police, and you know they've got these checkpoints and they're stopping cars, and I go, they don't have to do that. Well, it's their job. No, it's not their job. Some person above them is telling to misbehave and interrupt commerce, to be offensive, to be confrontational, to stop the flow of progress, and I say they don't have to do it. They could say, Sergeant, I don't like this. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I have. I was known when I was in banking. I was known as the guy who missed meetings, because I had work to do. I would get invited to meetings and I just wouldn't go, because I had something more important to do. I'm not talking about lunch. I'm not talking about a coffee break. I'm talking about I had real stuff to do, and you know, just talking about doing things didn't cut it for me, and I didn't want to be part of these meetings, so I just wouldn't go. So you can say no, and maybe you won't get fired. I didn't get fired. They would just say, "Well, Finella's not here. Let's just do it without him." I mean, they didn't need me to talk about stuff that they didn't act upon. They didn't. I mean, I was acting on things. I was doing what was important. So you don't necessarily have to go along. You can, cops, you can say no. You literally can. You can say, you know, if they tell you to set up a checkpoint, you can say no. Or you can go to the checkpoint location and count cars and say, well, you know.
This reminds me of what I kind of refer to as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Dream Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rudolph is the outsider that's rejected. And as children, we all empathize with that because we're very much accustomed to experiencing, you're too young, you can't do it, right? These outsider tendencies, we've experienced it, and they're stark because we've never experienced it before, no matter how slight they may be. And when we see that Santa isn't real, we can infer then that Rudolph isn't real, and so then is the reject turned leader and architect, is that not real too? Is magic not real? And moreover, if Santa isn't real, then does that not make people question if Jesus and God are not real too? And so all these things are thrown at a very young mind who ends up thinking that one cannot follow one's own light, like Rudolph, right? One must fall in line with the Donner and Blitzens, the inner circles, the Coca-Colas, and so on, and you know, follow, you know, be under their reins, right? Instead of being Rudolph with his own light. And so, yeah, Christmas is a celebration that instigates, potentially, not for everyone, but potentially instigates apathy. Because we are steered to realize that going with the status quo is much more comfortable than addressing why is everyone lying, right? And so, I mean, look at 9/11. This is the biggest potential. It is the biggest crime there that has been that happened on the United States, but it's also the biggest series of unquestioned events, right, by the collective. You know,
we have done at least 12 or 13 one-hour broadcasts with Dr. Judy Wood about 9/11. Where did the towers go? You know, we use terms like the towers went away. We don't use the towers were blown up. They turned to dust. And you're absolutely right. Why are... We have watched television. I mean, so many of us have watched television. And we see with our own eyes what happened. We saw what appeared to be a plane crashing into the building. The building catching on fire. Black smoke. Black smoke does not indicate a hot fire. It doesn't. It really doesn't. So we see the black smoke coming out of the building, and then we see the building collapse from underneath. Exactly how did that happen?
You're right. It does disappear, too. I forget which tower it was, but the top 20 or so stories of one of the towers begins to teeter and fall, but then disappears.
The tower turned to dust, and
turned to dust
of a steel beam, literally turning to dust as it descends toward the ground. It literally vaporizes, and where is all that steel? I mean, I'm a farmer. I have set fires on our farm where we have some brush that has to be disposed of, and it's too small to put in the wood stove. So we'll and there'll be like thorn locusts that are just impossible. They'll put holes in tires like nothing else that I've ever seen. You know, like these spikes that grow out of these trees. So we'll burn those, and I'll pour fuel oil, like diesel oil, on it, and it gets hot, but it doesn't get that hot. If I threw some chunks of concrete in there, in this fire, you know, and I'm talking about something the size of maybe three pickup trucks in a heap, you know, that size, put some concrete chunks in, let's say some curbing, when the fire was all done, that concrete would still be there. And if I had some steel pipes and fence posts and things, it'd still be there. If I had some toilet bowls and some refrigerators, the metal would still be there. If I had some window frames and some glass, the glass might be melted into blobs, but it would still be there. So
now,
what
where did it go? Right.
Where did it all go? So it literally turned to dust. And and when I light a fire on the farm, and I do it in the winter, like in the snow, so that it's safe, so the fire won't travel, so it'll be like a couple inches of snow on the ground. That's when I'll set these piles on fire. Well, the fires are hot. I mean, you can't stand near one of these fires and not feel the heat. Well, in the pictures that we have of the 9/11 event, there are people in short sleeves where this building just turned to dust, and they're within maybe 200 feet of it, and they have short sleeves on, and they're not afraid of being burned. So what I'm saying is, we saw this with our eyes. We saw pieces of paper, not burned, littered on the street. We saw cars that had paint burned on one part of the car, like the front and not the back, and the back and not the front. We saw tires on cars that weren't burned, but the rest of the car was burned. I mean, strange. We saw this with our own eyes.
And isn't it indicative of an immersion in some kind of, let's call it Santa Claus syndrome, some kind of problematic disorder when people are called truthers that question this event? And that questioning and seeking truth is a bad thing? Something is wrong. It's really wrong.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ethan Indigo Smith. Ethan, when we come back, would you please tell us about your latest publication and how we can get it? I have it on the website on page one, usapreparers.com. But tell us more about it when we come back. Ethan Indigo Smith.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my when you go to
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Ethan Indigo Smith was. Ethan, you've got a very interesting way of looking at things. You're in the 1% club for sure. Your latest e-book, tell us about it, please. I was thinking about a holiday hazing Santa Claus syndrome.
Well, I basically go to, investigate the history and the psychology behind the celebration. And, I think it's a rabbit hole of quite some depth when we start looking into Saturnalia, which basically Saturnalia used to celebrate sacrificing people or scapegoating them, right? And now, today, we celebrate sacrificing children's curiosity, scapegoating them, making them feel victimized by lies, and lies always hurt. Even when it's something as arbitrary as Santa, when you're, 5 years old or whenever you learn the truth, it hurts. So we're seeing it via the Saturnalia tradition. Actually, we still are scapegoating, children, right? So I wanted to just get people to start thinking about their thinking. And that is the difference between most psychiatry disorders and syndromes today, that they've come up with, compulsive shopping disorder, marijuana, and caffeine withdrawal disorder, which I think is aimed directly at writers, by the way. Just kidding. And so all these things require or they have a perfect drug for. Santa Claus syndrome, I want to think, it inspires us to think about our own thinking, which then elevates.
Ethan Indigo Smith, you know, as I think about this, you know, we have the television lying to us, Santa Claus. We have parents lying to us, Santa Claus. We have relatives lying to us about Santa Claus. He comes down the chimney. Really, how does he do that? And he delivers these presents. And he flies on a sled. I mean, this absolutely makes no sense, right? I mean, if you look at it on the face, you know, children have got to be saying, I don't get it. You know, I really don't get it. You know, I go to school and none of this makes any sense. But, you know,
well,
mom and dad.
Right around that time period, when we're immersed in the Santa Claus story, we start asking, every human being starts asking an endless series of why.
Yeah.
Why is the sky blue? Well, yeah. The reflection off of the ocean. Why? 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 Because we want to know everything. And
right.
That's how Santa Claus has a kind of dead-end answer to every question. Well, how does he get down the chimney? Well, magic. How does his suit stay so clean if he's going through the chimney all the time? Magic. And mm-hmm. and so we have a dead-end answer. It really hardens our lack of curiosity. Right?
Yeah, but we tell our children, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't
right.
lie. Don't lie.
Right, right, right.
But yet it's okay to deceive the children.
Right.
Around
and yeah,
Christmas time.
We say...
I have a problem with it. I yeah, really have a problem with it.
It's totally... Just like the rest of how adults kind of present things to children, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do lie. Oh, excuse me. We do learn that it's better to give lies than receive lies, rather than it's better to give than to receive, right?
Yeah, our son has a slightly different twist when do as I say, not as I mean. When he refers to me, his dad, he'll say, yeah, I know, Dad, do as I meant, not as I said.
Nice. Well,
Ethan
Indigo
Smith.
I bow to you, Vincent. Hey. I hear the music, so I greatly
yeah.
appreciate you.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you. Ethan, thank you so much for being with us. And there's a post on the website, page one, if you'd like to get a copy of Ethan's latest publication on Amazon, $2.50. We'll be right back with Alfio Lanuto. We're going to be talking about the NFL and the cops. What's the relationship? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.